Grounded. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. A stolen airplane circled over North Mississippi on Saturday morning, and police say they evacuated a Walmart store after the pilot threatened to crash into it. It's believed that the person flying the plane was an employee of the local airport. Authorities say the man, who is now in custody, faces charges of grand larceny and terroristic threats. Meanwhile, the Justice Department Friday filed a more detailed list of documents taken in its raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort.
Newly released records show they found a lot more than just the classified materials they were originally searching for. Among the items recovered, spread across 33 boxes, more than 10,000 government documents without classification markings, some mixed in with photographs, magazines, gifts, books, and clothing. The former president and his allies claim the search, which a federal magistrate judge signed off on, was overly broad and a potential violation of executive privilege. Trump's former attorney general, Bill Barr, told Fox he believes the government went to great lengths to avoid conflict with Trump.
Fox's Mark Meredith. And President Biden's speech this week in Pennsylvania has drawn the anger of Republicans, who the president called a threat to democracy.
President Biden took office vowing to be a unifier.
We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature.
But in his Philadelphia speech, billed as an official, non-political White House event, the president again slammed his opponents.
The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Trump, of course, is no stranger to insults. He said on Truth Social that the angry Biden speech threatened America with the possible use of military force. There was no such reference, and questioned the president's mental health, saying he must be insane.
Fox's Howie Kurtz. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Officials say at least 9 migrants died when dozens attempted a dangerous crossing of the Rio Grande River near Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement Saturday that it responded to a report of a large number of people crossing the Mexican border. They recovered 6 bodies, while Mexican officials found 3 more and took 39 migrants into custody. CBP says officials on both sides of the border continue to search for victims. Plus, the search continues for the Tennessee mom kidnapped on a morning jog early Friday morning.
This is a story of a 34-year-old mom who didn't return home from a jog. It would be heartbreaking and frightening enough, but this is a case where video apparently has shown to police Eliza Fletcher being taken. She was forced into this vehicle, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, a dark-colored GMC Terrain. It happened around 4:30 a.m. yesterday during Fletcher's routine early morning run right near the University of Memphis. Fletcher was last seen wearing a bright pink top and purple shorts. Authorities say that surveillance video showed them that Fletcher was approached by an unknown suspect and, after a brief struggle, was forced into the SUV. Her phone and water bottle were found near the scene by a home that was owned by the university.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A $50,000 reward has been set up by the family for anyone who comes forward with information on Eliza Fletcher's abduction. Meanwhile, a tragic end for a young internet influencer. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
A 21-year-old TikTok influencer is dead. Tanya Pardazzi, a beauty queen from Toronto, Canada, was killed during her first attempt at skydiving last weekend. Skydive Toronto, located in Innisfil, Ontario, the skydiving school she attended, requires students to finish a day of ground training before attempting a solo jump. A Facebook posting from the school said Pardazzi opened her parachute too late and at too low an altitude during her August 27th dive. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.